Here's what you missed this morning with Johnny and Megan.
Megan, you are a little bit older than me.
Just a smidge.
We both have experienced the time in our lives where we had to actually memorize phone numbers.
Remember that?
I mean,
it sounds like you still do it.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten into the habit of memorizing almost all phone numbers, especially siblings.
Yeah, I'm terrible about it now.
I can call all of my brothers except for my oldest one because he has like his work phone, his family phone line, his phone, and I never know which number to call.
When people started having multiple phone numbers, that's when I gave up on memorizing. So when people started having a home number and a cell number or a cell and a Google number or whatever, I was like, meh.
I'll find
them some other way.
My cell phone number has been the same number since I've had a cell phone when I was like 15.
Wow. Okay.
So I've lucked out to have the same exact number. So because honestly, if I get a new number, not going
to
remember it.
My kids, it's terrible. My teenagers like go to fill out job apps. They don't even know their own phone numbers. They've asked me before, Mom, what's my phone number? I said, that's a basic life skill.
Yeah, because that's an important thing. Because
but they don't care because they don't need it. They don't have to give it to anybody.
Yeah, if you have an emergency, whether it's like soccer practice or at school, and they're like, if they don't have that on like an emergency contact list, they're like, oh, what's your home phone number?
Ooh.
I don't know. So what are you going to do? So I wish that people actually went back to doing that, but we're so dependent on our phones and all of our lists. Because honestly, what happens? You drop your phone in the water and it's dead and you're like, I lost everybody.
And have you ever had that conversation with someone where they're like, I didn't call you for a year because
I lost all my contacts.
I lost my phone and I never found you again. Yeah, it's a thing.
Give us a call, 934-9830. We want to know some of those phone numbers, like the first phone number you remember.
Yeah, the first one.
But also, we do want to know what the time lady, you remember the time lady?
I do, and I want to say it was 4242, but that might have been up north where I live.
Yeah, I want to know what that number is. Give us a call, 934-9830. I remember one of my best friend's phone numbers because it was basically my phone number with a 1 instead of an 8 at the end.
Okay.
So it was 5061 instead of 5068.
So one of the phone numbers I used to have memorized was for the Ready Theater in Niles.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Wonderland still has the same phone number, but I would call that thing probably 3-4 times a week to find out what was coming up and like what the show times were.
Yeah, because back in the day, you couldn't just go online or use an app to find out the time.
So if anybody out there has memorized the Ready Theater's phone number, I want them to call and remind me because I can't remember what it was.
Because I remember calling Celebration Cinemas was 934-SHOW.
Okay.
And I think it's still the number, but you would have to call. And a buddy of mine actually used to be the person that would say, we have this movie, Transformers, at this time and this time and this time at this time. And then this movie at this time.
Yeah.
And you had to listen.
You had to listen to the whole thing. You couldn't there was no way to skip.
It was like, if you want to hear about Pirates of the Caribbean, press 6.
Yes.
And then you had to go 6, and then you would have to listen for the showtime.
And that was even kind of advanced technology. Like, if you press 6 to hear about that movie, sometimes, when I was a kid, it was like you just listened to them rattle the whole thing off. They didn't even have a phone tree like that.
934-9830, what is the number that you remember, Gigi?
It was 344-0760.
And that was
our home phone number as kids. We were taught very early.
That's a pretty good number to remember.
May I ask about how far back that memory goes?
Over 25 years.
All right.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Do you also know what the Time Lady's phone number is?
I believe it was 385-1212.
1212. Okay. That sounds about right. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
Yeah, that was, I'm trying to remember. If anybody, I want to know the local time lady for like the Benton Harbor St. Joe area. Because my brother used to call it all the time and he used to say, hang on, I got to call my girlfriend.
She'd be like, at the tone, the time will be, stop calling me.
7:31 and 6 seconds. Courtney, what's a phone number you remember?
429-1234.
That's pretty easy to remember.
It's a storyline. I've never forgotten it. I think my mom told me about it when I was like 5 years old.
A storyline? Okay. Like you could call in and hear a story?
Yeah. You call in and it tells you like 2 or 3 stories.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's really, really cool.
Do you think that number still works?
It still works. My son actually calls it.
Oh, my gosh. Give me that number again. I got to call this.
429-1234.
Right, that's pretty cool. Awesome. We'll do that. All right, Courtney. Thanks for calling.
All righty. Bye-bye.
So this we're gonna test this out and call them up.
A phone number you can just call and hear stories. I want someone to tell me stories.
I know, right?
Yes.
But we had Courtney call a little earlier, and she told us about a really cool number, something about called Storyline
Yeah.
And the number was 429-1234. Let's dial that up here.
Tom Thumb. Once upon a time, there lived a very wise wizard named Merlin.
Oh.
Even the fairy queen was a friend of his.
Oh.
One day, Merlin knocked at the door of a small cottage and asked for some food. The farmer and his wife not only gave him a bowl of milk with some tasty bread, but they said he could spend the night in their home.
Well, how nice of them. That's really cool. So it tells you the whole story.
Okay, so I just did a little Googling real quick, and it turns out that number is associated with the Lincoln Township Public Library.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's part of their literacy program for children. So
get
your kids on, you know, next time you're tempted to, like, hand your kids a phone and have them play a game, why not have them dial, 429-1234? 429-1234. It's a local number. And they can listen to a story instead.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
We should do that.
What, like?
Like, we should like be celebrity readers.
Like the
for
voices?
This thing.
I would love that. That would be really fun. I love reading stories.
If you can hold them, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Scrolling through the news feed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
So I told you I kind of got a scary story for you about
sleep.
Yeah,
I'm waiting. I got my s'mores and my campfire.
All right. So according to a new study, when you don't get enough sleep, your brain starts eating itself.
What?
Bam, bam, bam. So researchers found that when you consistently get poor sleep, your brain starts to delete neurons and synaptic connections. So even worse, getting enough sleep, again, might not reverse the damages, so you got to get a consistent 8 hours of sleep. Johnny, I think like the minimum's like 6.
Yeah, that's the minimum. I prefer to be more on the 8 to 9 to 10.
I'd love for 12. If I get 12 hours,
16 hours of sleep, there wouldn't really be much time left in the day. No,
definitely not.
But that is really creepy because like I'm picturing like all these little. Like little monsters, like cartoon monsters in my brain, just like.
I just imagine like a little group of guys just with like a bulldozer.
Yeah.
It's like, it's time to get rid of some of this brain. Back up the truck.
Well, here's something to get you out of bed in the morning. Teen Vogue says that Post is bringing back Oreo O's cereal.
Oh, man.
The cereal will return to store shelves later this month. See, I didn't even realize that it had gone away. Having small children for so long trained me to stay away from the cereal aisle.
Yeah.
So I would just kind of run down and grab the healthy stuff and throw it in and get out of there before the kids could see.
Well, yeah, because you don't want them to see the choices.
No, no. Sometimes I try to distract them when they were little. I'd be like, look over there at the granola bars. And then I'd just be grabbing cereal. And then we'd get out of that aisle. Mm. So I didn't know.
Do they still make Rice Krispie Treat cereal? Because that was one of my favorites from the 90s.
That's another one I would have been avoiding, so I don't know. I don't know. Rice Krispies they make. That's acceptable.
Yeah,
I'll buy those.
Yeah, I do like the Snap and Crackle.
Or the generic version, Crisp Rice.
Crisp Rice, same thing.
Yeah.
But I like that. Also, you know how I love candy.
I do. I do.
Well, get ready for this. Spicy Skittles and Starburst.
Oh, my.
So the candies are both developing spicy versions called Sweet Heat.
That's a good name.
Sweet Heat.
Sweet.
I feel like it's like a jazz club.
It does. Yes.
So they'll be infused with a spicy kick and have a black wrapper and a new fiery logo.
Ooh.
Some of the flavors you might see on the shelves later on this year include fiery watermelon, blazing mango, flaming orange, sizzling strawberry, and lemon spark.
So, Johnny, remember like when I first started here, we had that whole conversation about how bacon isn't everything now?
Mm-hmm.
The next thing, we're trying to figure out what the next thing is. It's going to be spicy everything.
Yeah.
You know, there's like already spicy booze.
Right.
Now spicy candy. You can get a spicy like baked goods sometimes.
Right.
So, I don't
know. Or like fiery hot. They'll do like the things where you like, it's flaming hot Cheetos with more flaming hot.
Right, like even more flaming hot, even more like orange fingers.
Burn your tongue off kind of hot.
It's like how hot do we want this, really?
Exactly.
Well, apparently, travel. I think I'm having some. Can you hear me over there?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm having some like short out issues on my end.
Oh, are you all right?
Yeah, I think I'm good. Okay. Travel and Leisure magazine claims that JetBlue is going to allow passengers to board with selfies.
What?
So passengers will first upload a selfie into a biometric ID process.
Okay.
I don't know what that means exactly, but we'll probably have to have their thumbprint or something with
yeah.
it. When they arrive at the airport, they will take another selfie before the two pictures are matched and they are allowed to board. That just seems, why not just hand them your ID?
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem like overly complicated?
It seems like extra work.
Yeah. I don't want to have to take two selfies.
Right.
And how many pictures of me need to be rolling, you know?
And what if, like, you're not wearing makeup or you're not having a good day?
Oh, I bet JetBlue is selling all those pictures to the government.
Oh, man.
I just started a rumor.
I wouldn't want those pictures to be out in public.
Mm-mm.
That would not be good.
No.
Hey, it's Sarah and Megan with Your Mom Minute, where we share tips and ideas to make your life as a mom easier and more fun. And today we're talking about what to do when you don't like your kid's friends.
I know it sounds terrible to say that, but we all know that kid that just like makes the hair on the back of our neck stand up, right? It's normal. We're all human. So what I like to do is if it's a case of the other child truly being mean or a bad influence, I think it's okay to kind of subtly guide your child toward other friendships. Now, you don't have to badmouth the other kid or in any way block them. Even if they really rub you the wrong way, just create more room in your child's life for the friendships that seem healthier for them.
Oh, I love that. Well, my tip is figure out which kind of environments this kid is best in and then focus on getting together in those. So some kids really have a hard time behaving at school, and if that's where the problem is arising, maybe try a one-on-one playdate. Or vice versa. If the one-on-one playdates are kind of a toxic environment, see if maybe a birthday party or a group environment or a playdate at the park might be a better option.
Love that tip. Well, this has been another Mom Minute from Megan and Sarah of The Mom Hour. For more ideas to make your life as a mom easier and more fun, head over to themomhour.com.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So Taylor Swift and Katy Perry have had a history of not getting along so much. And I feel like lately, Katy Perry's been really kind of coming out strong with her whole, I make so much money.
I noticed that. Like, oh, I made $25 million American Idol.
Yeah.
Do this and do that.
She just bought an $18 million house in L.A.
Yeet.
And yeah. And Us Weekly says that Taylor Swift has no plans to end her feud with Katy Perry, but wants no part of it. Doesn't want to engage. So kind of feels like Katy Perry's just like poking that bear cage a bit.
Yeah.
It's just rattling the cage. It's trying to get things whipped up. And so far, Taylor Swift is just like, hey, you keep your $25 million. Because she's probably sitting on like $25 billion.
Yeah, she's so much money.
But I'm curious if this is going to become like some kind of like race.
I think right now it's almost just a battle for entertainment stories.
You're probably right. They're probably planning this whole thing.
Like who's going to be in the spotlight? And then what's going to happen is it's like a soap opera.
It is.
That's all it is.
We're watching it play out.
A soap opera that I would like to have become a reality, I guess, kind of. That was a bad segue.
That was
sorry.
Terrible. All right.
So Lance Bass, he says that NSYNC will never reunite. So it's not going to happen. We all grew up, and Justin went on to do his own thing. And because of that, there's just no way that NSYNC is ever going to get back together.
Never.
Did any of the other guys do anything?
Did anyone really think they were getting back together? I feel like the story keeps popping up, and I'm like, yeah, but did anyone really think they were going to get back? Is it like he's saying, we're never going to get back together, hoping that actually it's going to lead to them getting back together?
He always talks about it, like, oh, we might do it. We know. And then Justin Timberlake's like, no.
Why would I do that?
Get all this fame and exactly. All this great music I'm making. And what is Lance Bass doing? Hosting a show on Sirius XM. Joey Fatone's doing that. My Favorite Family Recipe rocks. That's like all that's going
that's
on.
That's all. That's it. Well. Sorry, guys. So speaking of bands getting back together or never not being together or I don't know, Steven Tyler told the Miami Herald that Aerosmith has no plans to quit touring.
Okay.
I don't know how long they've been touring. I don't know if they ever stopped touring, to be honest. They might have been touring since 1972.
Yeah, I think so.
For all I know. Steven Tyler says, as long as the band is playing the way it is right now, it is going to be for a long time. I started smoking on this tour. Because the band sounds so good, I have to do something wrong.
That's just weird.
That I know, but it's kind of funny.
This one's kind of bizarre. So Naughty Gossip says that Brad Pitt plans to remove all of his Angelina Jolie related tattoos. Source told the site that he's making appointments to remove those tattoos that he got for Angie. He's ready for a fresh start and wants that reflected on his skin. It's going to take at least a year to get rid of them and leave scars and all that. He may just cover them up, but he has so many about Angie, he'll end up needing a lot of huge pieces.
So it's the cycle, right? Because didn't Angelina Jolie have to get all of her Billy Bob Thornton tattoos removed? Mm-hmm. What would be a great business? This could be one of our million-dollar ideas. Is a company that does skin grafts for tattooed celebrities who regret their choices later.
That's not a bad idea.
Because I don't know how you're going to remove that many tattoos.
You're just
going
to have to cover
it
all up.
Yeah. With other skin.
With other tattoos.
Or that.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
Okay.
That's the entertainment wrap, you creep.
Here's your Coast Music News Minute, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage.
Us Weekly says that Taylor Swift has no plans to end her feud with Katy Perry. A source told the magazine she honestly wants no part of this. That's why she avoids talking about it. She doesn't want to engage. Coldplay's Chris Martin says that he isn't really a good driver.
I'm not really a great driver, so I don't really like driving.
Right, okay.
And my friend gave me a golf cart, and that I can just about handle. And it takes about, and it only goes up to 18 miles an hour. The reason I got it is because then I can take my kids and their friends to the supermarket to get donuts on Saturday morning.
And Life and Style Weekly says that Lance Bass is saying that NSYNC will never reunite. He says it's just not going to happen. We all grew up and Justin went on to do his thing. And because of that, there's no way that NSYNC is ever going to get back together. And that's the Coast Music News Minute for today.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road at I-94 in St. Joe. Call 558-4022, an equal housing lender. NMLS number 2229. Find more music news anytime at 983thecoast.com.
The Coast Social Network is on the air where we talk to your friends and neighbors across Southwest Michigan. And our good friend Tess is here from St. Joe today. And Tess, what I love about you is that you always plan our weekend and we don't have to worry about
anything. You do all the work for us.
All year round, no matter what time of year it is, there's always something good going on right here in Southwest Michigan. And this is like a full jam-packed weekend, right?
Yeah, so we're really excited about all the fun happening, especially right in downtown St. Joe, right on the Bluff. It kind of means summer's back, right?
Yeah,
when the Bluff comes alive again.
Right.
Yeah, so Saturday, of course, is the farmer's market that kicked off last week. What we're really excited about for this week is that our sponsor, the Bistro on the Boulevard, will actually be there with a booth this week as well.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, so they're going to be there with Mandy's bringing all sorts of Pop-Tarts. So you can come check those out.
Yeah, if you have not had Mandy Krause's Pop-Tarts from the Bistro, they are not your kids' Pop-Tarts.
I mean, no. Pop-Tarts almost misleading.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
well, I actually gave one to my daughter once and she kept it because it was so pretty. She waited to eat it and I found it like in her craft area.
It is,
she was
yeah.
using it as artistic inspiration.
It is a work of art, so, for
once
sure.
Once I told her to eat it, she's like, well, I needed to be doing this all the whole time. But
yeah, you got to look at it, yeah. maybe take a picture of it for
then
Instagram
eat it,
and
great.
Then eat it because it's just absolutely delicious. It's not one that you can just sit on a shelf. But those will be there. So
yeah.
she'll have an assortment
yeah.
of those.
So obviously Bistro will be there with the Pop-Tarts. So there's lots of other local vendors as well. So there's, you know, fresh produce. This is like mm-hmm. strawberry rhubarb kind of time. So
oh,
I know the Ellis
yeah.
Family Farm will be there with that.
Nice.
Tons of baked goods. Clifford's Coffee Canal actually has a nursery as well associated
oh,
with it.
Yeah.
So they're the ones that bring like lots of perennials. So it's
very
time
nice.
To start thinking about your yard too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
yeah. It is that time.
That's why
for
it's
sure.
so beautiful there. Every time I'm there, I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm inside
like a greenhouse jungle
yes,
kind
greenhouse
of thing.
Jungle,
in
yes.
a greenhouse jungle. Yeah. yeah. But also happening on Saturday, it's actually the Lake Bluff Artisan Market.
Ooh, what's
so
that?
You guys might remember this as being called the Craft Fair.
Okay.
Yeah. We decided that Artisan Market was really more representative mm-hmm. of what was going on there. So
right.
that's a lot of handcrafted goods. So we've got things like homemade soaps or knitted sweaters, like
oh,
all
fun.
Of those kind of fun crafts that people make.
Okay.
And that's actually happening on the other end of the bluff. So if you just walk down the bluff, you will get everything.
That's
There's
awesome.
Crafts on one side, farmer's market on the other.
Same hours for both?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All
Perfect.
Right. Easy.
Yeah.
Wow.
See?
I make it easy
us.
For you guys.
Yep.
There you go.
This is so easy.
And then also happening on the Bluff, if we move on to Sunday, Antiques on the Bluff is this weekend too.
Always a good time.
Yeah.
That.
So that's kind of that super treasure hunt that happens
uh-huh.
up there on the Bluff. Yeah. It's open from 10 to 5, so you can check out all sorts of different antique vendors from really all over. We have people that travel to do this show, obviously from all over Michigan, but all over Indiana and Illinois. So you can find some really good stuff.
Oh, definitely. Well, and you want to feel a little nostalgic as well. Why not jump on a horse-drawn trolley ride?
That's happening as well.
Oh, what? My gosh, that sounds great.
Yeah, yeah. So, of course, those free horse-drawn trolley rides sponsored by the Upton Foundation, they go really right... they pick up right at State and Elm Street.
Okay.
And then it goes down down the bluff, kind of loops over the cobblestone street. So you get like the horse clip-clop on the cobblestone.
Yeah.
Sort of a very picturesque way to enjoy summer.
That is really
Michigan.
Great. And now let's move a little bit out of St. Joe and check out some of the great wineries and stuff that are going on.
Yeah. So happening on Saturday. So I guess Saturday afternoon, you can do Farmer's Market and Craft Fair and then go. Actually, to Round Barn on Saturday afternoon, there's their Wine and Wags fundraiser.
Ooh.
So 100% of their door proceeds actually are donated back into animal causes. Round Barn's also a pretty dog-friendly winery as well.
Yeah.
So kind of a fun way to enjoy, you know, wine, beer, spirits, all of that, and then supporting the animals, too. And everyone loves that.
Yeah, maybe I should bring my dog out there. That'd be fun.
Yeah, you should do that.
I think he'd like that.
Yeah.
He likes to drink wine. So he might. I'm kidding. That's no.
We won't never been asked that question before.
But then also something cool happening at Lazy Ballerina as well, right?
Yeah. So Lazy Ballerina on Saturday afternoon, they're doing a wine and chocolate pairing as well.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's noon to three as well. So after you hit up Antiques on the Bluff, horse drawn trolley ride, or you could take a break in the middle, head over to Lazy Ballerina for that wine and chocolate pairing.
Man.
Wow.
Tons of great things, and that's just some of the stuff that's going on in Southwest Michigan. Tess, where can we find the full list of everything going on?
Yeah, you can find everything we do at stjoetoday.com. We're also on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find us at the Welcome Center as well. We're 301 State Street in downtown St. Joseph.
All right, Tess. Wonderful. From St. Joe Today, thanks for planning our weekend.
Thanks, guys. Hey,
come on. So we're entering graduation season and yearbooks are coming out. So this is pretty cool. The students of Stafford High School in Falmouth, Virginia, received a wonderful surprise in their yearbooks this year as a familiar dog named Alpha was featured in a student profile or student pictures. So the kids all know the service dog Alpha because he follows 16-year-old Andrew Schalk, who happens to be a diabetic, from class to class, keeping Andrew safe by detecting when Andrew's blood sugar is too high or low.
Wow.
Through his incredible sense of smell. Crazy.
That's
how dogs
so
can
weird.
Do all
I
this
know.
Stuff. Man, all this is crazy. So
with no technology.
No technology at all. just their little nose. So the yearbook team placed an adorable picture of the black dog right next to his owner's picture, but they were separated. Like they were right next to each other. I've seen pictures of it. It's so cute. So it was a great way to honor Alpha, who has become a big part of life at Stafford High School.
That's awesome.
That's a great story.
You know what, Johnny? That did redeem you.
That redeemed me for my dumb statements that I make every single day.
Listen to Johnny and Megan Mornings on today's Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast.